Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Devotional Bible Reading, episode number 303, where I, by the grace of God, simply read three chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions, to encourage you to read the Holy Bible in a year's time with your family. And we thank God for those families that are doing that again. And for those of you who are single, we thank God for so many of you joining us and reading the Bible with us and praying together, because contrary to what people believe, it's a hard thing to do by yourself. Today we are reading 1 Chronicles chapter 26, Isaiah chapter 19, and Hosea chapter 12. And we're going straight to the scriptures today. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the prayer meeting that we had earlier today. Please hear and answer and honor all of our prayers according to your will. And we praise you and we thank you for allowing us to be back here, albeit late today. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us down through the years. And now, Holy Father God, we thank you for your Holy Word as we approach it again today, and we pray that you'll grant us your strength, your energy, the power of your Holy Spirit to read your Holy Word and to understand it. Grant us your unction and your anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your Holy Word, to understand it, to love it all over again, to repent of our sins, to apply it to our lives, to share it with others, and to be a witness for you, as we were last night when my daughter Danae passed out gospel tracts, and my daughter Danielle reminded us to do so, and you reminded me. And so, Holy Father God, bless and anoint and use those gospel tracts which have contained your Holy Word. Lord, pierce the hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit and open blinded eyes and unstop deaf ears as we live in this sin-cursed world. Thank you again, Lord, so much, as I told my family last night while we were praying, how that the Spurgeon devotional, you blessed it and anointed it so much that one of the few devotionals that will stick with you all day long. And Lord, now I'm thinking about that same devotional today because it's so true what he said. And Lord, we thank you for this suite of podcasts that are being heard and listened to around the world, according to our statistics. And Lord, we thank you for souls getting saved. Brian got saved a couple of days ago. Thank you, Lord, for Christians being admonished, rebuked, challenged, and told what you want them to be told from your word. And help all of us in the Christian family to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways and to humble ourselves and to repent and to get back to you, our first love, and to our first works. And we pray for the salvation of the lost. Lord, by any means necessary, Lord, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you are a child of God, devotions, and you know it's true, is the best time of your day. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord, the word of God," found at 1 Chronicles chapter 26. Concerning the divisions of the porters of the Kohites was Meshelemiah, the son of Korah, of the sons of Asaph. And the sons of Meshelemiah were Zechariah, the firstborn, Jediel, the second, Zebadiah, the third, Jathniel, the fourth, Elam, the fifth, Jehohanan, the sixth, Elioenai, the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah, the firstborn, Jehozabad, the second, Joah, the third, and Shakar, the fourth, and Nethaneel, the fifth, Amiel, the sixth, Issachar, the seventh, Peolthai, the eighth, for God blessed him. Also unto Shemaiah his son were sons born that ruled throughout the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shemaiah, Othniel and Raphael, and Obed, Elzabad, whose brethren were strong men, Elihu and Simachiah. All these of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men for strength, for the service, were 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, strong men, 18. Also Hosa of the children of Merari had sons, Shimri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him the chief. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brethren of Hosa were 13. Among these were the divisions of the porters, even among the chief men, having wards one against another, to minister in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots as well, the small as the great, according to the house of their fathers, for every gate. And the lot eastward fell to Shelemiah, then for Zechariah his son, a wise counselor. They cast lots, and his lot came out northward to Obed-Edom southward, and to his sons the house of Asupim, to Shuppim and Hosa. The lot came forth westward with the gate Shalashef by the causeway of the going up ward against ward. Eastward were six Levites, northward four a day, southward four a day, and toward Asupim two and two. At Parbar westward four at the causeway and two at Parbar. These are the divisions of the porters among the sons of Korah and among the sons of Merari and of the Levites. Ahijah was over the treasures of the house of God and over the treasures of the dedicated things. As concerning the sons of Ladan, the sons of Gershonite, the sons of the Gershonite, Ladan, chief fathers, even of Ladan the Gershonite, were Jehi Eli. The sons of Jehi Eli, Zetham, and Joel, his brother, which were over the treasures of the house of the Lord. Of the Amorites and the Israelites, the Hebronites and the Uzzielites, and Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was ruler of the treasures. And his brethren by Eleazar, Rehabiah, his son, and Jeshiah, his son, and Joram, his son, and Zichri, his son, and Shelomith, his son, which Shelomith and his brethren were over all the treasures of the dedicated things, which David the king and the chief fathers, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the most, or rather, and the captains of the host had dedicated. Out of the spoils won in battles did they dedicate to maintain the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer, and Saul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated, and whosoever had dedicated anything, it was under the hand of Shelomith and of his brethren. Of the Israelites, Shenaniah and his sons were for the outward business over Israel for officers and judges. And of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, men of valor, 1,700 were officers among them of Israel on this side Jordan westward, in all the business of the Lord and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites was Jerijah, the chief, even among the Hebronites according to the generations of his fathers, in the 40th year of the reign of David. They were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valor at Jazer of Gilead. and his brethren, men of valor, were 2,700 chief fathers, whom King David made rulers over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and affairs of the king. Ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah chapter 19. Evidently, once you turn 60, you start knocking things over more, I guess. For I have knocked more things over this year in all of my other years combined, including a coffee pot for the first time, which I'm under self-imposed punishment for breaking the coffee pot. I know it doesn't cost much, but I punish my daughter with no coffee when she broke a coffee pot. And so I have to punish myself. So that's why you see me drinking tea and not coffee. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will resume coffee the week of Thanksgiving. But be that as it may, ladies and gentlemen, on a more serious note, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy, and I mean that. That's one of the reasons why I'm saying this, and I do get a great blessing from saying it, but I say it because I mean it. I'm so overjoyed at reading the Word of God like this. And I'm the same way. My wife would tell you I'm the same way when we do it privately. And I'm probably more animated, and I stop and pause and so forth, and sometimes the tears of joy flow from just reading the Word of God. So it is a great privilege, a great honor, and a great pleasure and joy to read the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 19. The burden of Egypt. Behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud, and shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. And it will set, rather, and I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they shall fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the counsel thereof, and they shall seek to the idols and to the charmers, and to them that have familiar spirits, and to the wizards. And the Egyptians will I give over into the hand of a cruel lord, and a fierce king shall rule over them, saith the Lord of hosts. And the waters shall fail from the sea, and the river shall be wasted and dried up, and they shall turn the rivers far away, and the brooks of defense shall be emptied and dried up the reeds and flags shall wither. The paper reads by the brooks, by the mouth of the brooks, and everything sown by the brooks shall wither, be driven away, and be no more. The fishers also shall mourn, and all they that cast angle into the brooks shall lament, and they that spread nets upon the waters shall languish. Moreover, they that work in fine flax, and they that weave networks, shall be confounded, and they shall be broken in the purposes thereof, all that make sluices and ponds for fish. Surely the princes of Zoan are fools, the counsel of the wise counselors of Pharaoh is become brutish. How say ye unto Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? Where are they? Where are thy wise men? And let them tell thee now, and let them know what the Lord of hosts hath purposed upon Egypt. The princes of Zoan are become fools. The princes of Noph are deceived. They have also seduced Egypt, even they that are the stay of the tribes thereof. The Lord hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to err in every work thereof, as a drunken man staggereth in his vomit. Neither shall there be any work for Egypt, which the head or tail branch or rush may do. In that day shall Egypt be like unto women, and it shall be afraid and fear because of the shaking of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which he shaketh over it. And the land of Judah shall be a terror unto Egypt. Every one that maketh mention thereof shall be afraid in himself, because of the counsel of the Lord of hosts, which he hath determined against it. In that day shall five cities in the land of Egypt speak the language of Canaan, and swear to the Lord of hosts. One shall be called the city of destruction. In that day shall there be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border thereof to the Lord. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt, for they shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressors, and he shall send them a Savior, and a great one, and he shall deliver them. And the Lord shall be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know the Lord in that day, and shall do sacrifice and oblation. Yea, they shall vow a vow unto the Lord, and perform it. And the Lord shall smite Egypt, he shall smite and heal it, and they shall return even to the Lord, and he shall be entreated of them, and shall heal them. In that day shall there be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians shall serve. In that day shall there be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians shall serve with the Assyrians. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, even a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, mine inheritance. Ladies and gentlemen, Hosea chapter 11. Hosea chapter 12. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing from the Word of God, Hosea chapter 12. Ephraim feedeth on wind and followeth after the east wind. He daily increaseth lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. The Lord hath also a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us. Even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial. Therefore turn thou to thy God. Keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. He is a merchant. The balances of deceit are in his hand. He loveth to oppress. And Ephraim said, Yet I am become rich. I have found me out substance. In all my labors they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. And I that am the Lord thy God, from the land of Egypt will yet make thee to dwell in tabernacles as in the days of the solemn feast. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the fields. And Jacob fled into the country of Syria. And Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his Lord return unto him. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Lord, help us to understand and to see the overriding principles that are in your holy word for all people everywhere. And help us to ultimately understand that once we are believers in you, you expect us to obey you. And when we don't, chastisement and pain and punishment will come, not because you hate us, but because you love us. And Lord, we thank you not only for salvation, but we thank you for your chastisement as well, and loving us in that way too. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9 and 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.